You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The USFL Gambling Podcast Week 9 Preview and Picks episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $50 at WynnBET and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold, hard cash with their over-under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100 at sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app is live in the App Store and Google Play Store. It is free to download, and it is your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. So grab that thing today and let it ride.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Football is a unique American experience. A game described by one turn of the century critic as crude and barbaric, with little chance of survival. But survive it did.
USFL Gambling Podcast Week 9 Preview and Picks episode. My name is Colby Swinging Database Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
When Dundee happened, he was a superstar.
We made it 9 weeks in. Take a shot of that, you haters out there, you crazy bastards that just don't like seeing, you know, people's dreams achieved. Come on now. 9 weeks in, one more week, and then we got the playoffs. So one more week after this week, and then we have the playoffs. So I guess technically two more weeks. I am joined by my co-host. Give it up for the DFS God himself, the rooftop IPA drinking, homebrew making, Tobacco Road living, the free lock giving, former in the Basketball League MVP. Give it up for NC Nick in the place to be.
There we go. What's going on, man?
Just kicking back in the studio, watching the season opener for the Canadian Football League. Make sure you subscribe to the CFL Gambling Podcast, because look, there's always room for more football, Nick. And I think the CFL, as much as I love the USFL, I like how they play on Thursday night. Take notes, USFL.
That, you know, that's kind of what we were hoping for. If you could rewind it back to like what, January or February, when we first started, you know, having pods on the USFL, we said give us some weekday. It sprinkled in some Fridays. There was a one Monday game due to a lightning strike. Yeah,
by default.
Right. But dude, Monday Night Football, come on. Perfect.
What yeah, Memorial doing? Day. You could have done Memorial Day football. Come on now. Now,
the crazy thing is that, you know, the regular season is winding down. Only 2 weeks left. And then you have the week of the playoffs, week of the Freedom Bowl. What are you calling it?
Freedom Cup.
Freedom Cup. And then we're just going to roll right into the NFL preseason pretty much.
You're well, for me, yeah, NFL preseason, and then you know you're home. You got CFL going on. I mean, what's not to love? And then we got college football. Make sure you subscribe.
There we go. Now we're talking college football.
Make sure you subscribe to the College Football Experience, cuz me, Patty C, NC Nick, we host the College Football Experience. That was the first thing we ever hosted. So subscribe. We're breaking down all 131 FBS teams. It'll be a solo podcast for every single team in the land. And this ain't the first year we've done that. So buckle up, subscribe over there. And I think you'll enjoy it, but here we are, Nick. And
no, hold on. One more thing. Cause you mentioned CFL. I haven't dipped my toes in the Canadian waters yet. I'm not sure if I can take that on.
As a child, we used to watch a lot of CFL, dude. So I don't spit up my ass and tell me it's raining. All right. Because that's what you're doing. I remember watching Darren Flutie catch passes from Doug Flutie with NC Nick. So
I think you're aging us.
That's true. That is true. Or the Baltimore Stallions with Tracy Ham and Mike Pringle.
The Birmingham Stallions, the Baltimore Stallions, who bit who?
That's true. I think the Baltimore Stallions bit the Birmingham because Birmingham was original, there in the '80s. Yeah.
The original Birmingham Stallions. I think you're right.
Buckle up, a lot of fun. But let's, before we dive into and recap, I just want to, we're 8 weeks in the books, Nick, and you know, let's go through some of the, you know, who leads the league in passing by chance?
Was it yardage? It's Slaughter, right?
Yeah. Slaughter, Kyle Slaughter, leads the league in yardage despite having more interceptions than touchdowns.
I was about to say he leads the league in interceptions as well. is it Tamu that leads the league in touchdowns?
Yeah, which is hilarious. I mean, you got to think if DeAndre Johnson didn't get injured, he would probably be the league leader in some of these stats.
I broke up there for a second. I said, is Tamu the leader in passing touchdowns? Okay.
But I'm saying if DeAndre Johnson hadn't got injured, I think he would have been number one. But I'll be honest, Luis Perez is probably going to catch, if he plays both these next 2 weeks, I think General Perez is going to catch Tamu potentially. But I don't know. I mean, because he doesn't have anything to play for. Tamu's got everything to play for.
And well, that's the interesting thing, too. Like, so DeAndre Johnson was activated last week, so he could have played. He didn't see any snaps. Luis Perez took them all. I think they're going to get his feet wet before the playoffs again. I think I wouldn't be surprised if Johnson gets some snaps these next 2 weeks.
I've also heard mixed reports or mixed reports though about I heard Mike Riley knew Johnson was still weeks away from getting healthy, mm-hmm. but if you put him on the active roster, he gets a lot more money. So I heard Mike Riley did him
doing him a solid.
Gotcha. I've heard that.
Which is risky as hell, but I guess not really because
you've already clinched.
Exactly.
Like, what's the worst? I think worst thing, worst comes to worst, and because they have another quarter, they have three quarterbacks on the roster, and so you'd have to have two get injured. But even if that, then just run the ball, go Wildcat with Kevontae Turpin and Darius Victor, and just run the ball, right?
Right. Right.
But that's something that we should you know, I think before we get into recapping and handicapping this week. I think that's the hard thing to focus on last week. We lost on taking the Houston Gamblers and yeah. I don't know. And we saw it with Vic Bolden being out for Birmingham, which teams might sit players. I mean, does Bo Scarborough get full reps? I don't know. Does Darius Victor, does Kevontae Turpin get full reps? I don't know.
If you recall our DFS pod last week, I took Turpin out of my lineup on air because I was worried. I shouldn't have because the dude caught a touchdown. I think he had like 80 yards or something. He did as usual. So that was my bad. First off, this isn't the NFL. Like, one of the main things these coaches want to do is showcase these players. You know, granted, yeah, they want to win. They want to, you know, have a healthy team come playoff time. but they also want to showcase the players. And if the players want to play, because this isn't the end goal. The end goal is to make it to the NFL.
But I still feel like it was, I thought Mike Riley played his best team. I thought the Pittsburgh Maulers and Houston Gamblers, and you can even make a case the Birmingham Stallions, kind of sat players. I mean, the Maulers and the Gamblers, it was like a brand new team. It was like a brand new team, I felt like. The Maulers were using brand new receivers that had not gotten burned. They didn't have Vad Lee. And the Gamblers even more so. I mean,
Some of that was injury though. I mean, Thorson was hurt. Thompson was hurt. I think Zuber was also,
but they didn't announce that. I mean, was that them hurt or was that them just saying he's injured for the season? You know, like we're resting and we're going to check out talent. I don't know. You don't get a lot of information in this league. So
true. That's a hard thing. I mean, I don't know. I think Thompson's been one of the best running backs in the league all year long. I think if he's healthy, you play him. I think he deserves that, right?
Yeah, but I mean, I think why not Trey Walker and Bailey Gaither in all those? Like doesn't make any sense to me.
If you try to go in the mind of Kirby Wilson, nothing makes sense to you. Okay.
What about Victor Bolden? You're telling me if that game was meaningful, I think he plays.
Yeah. So right. Is it a nagging injury, or you know, then maybe you sit him if you have everything wrapped up like Birmingham does, like. Three out of the four playoff seeds, we already know them. We already know who they are. And the game between the Bandits and Breakers this weekend will probably determine the last.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only unfortunate thing about this, you know, in year one is there's kind of only one game that matters this week, but.
And there could be none that matter next week.
Or there could be two, so.
Well, yeah. So I guess you want to root for
the bandits
to win, and then it's up in the air come the final week 10.
And let me break that down for the listeners. If the Bandits beat the Breakers this week, next week the Bandits would need to win to
over
get
Birmingham
in.
Over the undefeated Birmingham team, but they've already clinched. They might rest.
Well, here's how it's tricky. The Bandits, if they won, they would be in. If the Breakers lost, the Bandits would be in. But if the Breakers win and the Bandits lose, the Breakers would then go.
Right. But so basically, if the Breakers win this week, they're in.
And you have some other interesting angles here. Is the Stars and Generals are playing next week, so expect very vanilla offenses because
that's a good point too. Because they're going to be playing again week one in the first round of the playoffs. That's very true.
It's getting pretty hilarious here, but it went 2-2 last week. I felt like I got off to a 2-0 start and I thought I'm looking great. But no, the gamblers even had chances. I feel like the whole game, and more shocking was Case Cookies and the Philadelphia Stars. My DFS lineup, I feel like I might've finished in first place had I not gotten a zero on. So I turned in multiple DFS lineups.
Yeah.
Two of them with Mark Thompson.
Yeah.
A third.
I took him out because I saw Saturday morning or Sunday morning that he was questionable. I was like, I'm not risking it. I took him out and put in Holland, I believe.
Oh, well, I wish you would have texted me because the rest of my lineup was fire, but I got burned on another one because Reggie Corbin got injured on the third play of the game. The rest of my team, honestly, in all three of these, I was like one of them, I was in fourth place and a shot at 20 grand, right?
Yeah.
And I had a couple players left mainly because Case Cookies was my,
I'm glad you listened to me because you know, and we'll do this on the DFS pod in more depth, but last week on the DFS pod, you were talking about what quarterback to go with. I said Cookies, you know, and then I think I swayed you on air.
Yeah, you did. And I also had Marlon Williams cause
that was a nice call.
Yeah, that was, he blew up for me. And then Darius Victor, three touchdowns. Yeah. So I mean, honestly, if I just had subpar play, if I just had an average running back that got some points, I don't think I would have won the thing, but I think I still would have taken home a couple $100.
Yeah.
But instead the flat zero, or in Reggie Corbin's case, he actually had negative yards rushing. I know I didn't get negative points, but still.
No, actually you did. I mean, it was one rush for minus 2 yards. So, I mean, you got like minus 0.01, you know, but if you recall last week, I had the exact same picks as you. So obviously I went 2-2 as well. So let's not have the same picks.
Hey, we didn't lose them money. We didn't lose the good listeners' hearts money.
That's true.
But look, I'm disappointed. There's no Friday game. So that means Friday night, there is a CFL game though. So we're gonna have to be watching that. Subscribe to the CFL Gambling Podcast. But Saturday morning, Nick, 10 a.m. on the West, 1 p.m. on the East, the New Jersey Generals are 7.5 point favorites against the Michigan Panthers. Total's at 46.5. I mean, is there any way you're taking Jeff Fisher here?
So, I mean, this week is kind of funny. So you have the good, the best game, which is that game to make the playoffs, Bandits, Breakers, and then all the rest of them are large spreads. You know, we've got 8.5, 7.5, 13.5. It's really the top three teams against the bottom three teams. So trying to pick and choose your favorites or dogs is going to be kind of tough. I mean, in this game here, they played all the way back in week two. Generals won 10-6. They limited Michigan to below 190 total yards. The Generals are the best team in the league in rushing yards, rushing touchdowns, and they're the best rushing defense in the league. Only less than 75 yards per game, while every other team in the USFL is over 100 yards per game, giving up on the ground here. So
I've been saying,
what's your lean here?
I've been saying this all year, by the way. So you can quote them being second. They're the best. Generals are the best team in the league. Yeah. Stallions have had a horseshoe up their ass the past couple of weeks. Breakers couldn't make a field goal or an extra point to save their life. The Generals are the most complete team in this league.
As long as DeAndre Johnson is healthy, they're the best team. I agree.
Perez is looking really good the past 2 weeks, man.
So what are you doing? What's the line at? The line is at
seven and a half. I'm taking the Generals.
Yep.
Dude, Paxton Lynch. I know Patty C said he was impressed. I was not.
He still threw two picks, right?
And he had a fumble at the 1 yard line as he's doing a quarterback sneak into the end zone. I was not as impressed. Now I'll say he played all right, but those picks were some bonehead plays, I thought.
And that was against the Stars defense, which isn't that great. So yeah, I'm laying the points. I'm leaning on the under and obviously New Jersey money line.
Yeah. I mean, you got to think at some point, maybe one of these teams might get upset, but I don't know, man.
what are you doing as far as the total?
I'll take the over.
Yeah.
I don't feel good about it, but I think if the Generals are putting up points, I mean, I think I lean over.
Well, at least we differ there. I'm going under because I think this Generals defense, I mean, just look at, granted, a lot has happened since week two. The offenses have opened up, they're scoring more points. But that week two game was 10-6. I do expect a lot more points in 16, but I do. Yeah, I think the Generals can really limit this Panthers offense. And no, I'm not a Paxton Lynch believer. So give me the under.
All right. Next up on this. By the way, the first game was on NBC. This one is on USA Network. 3 o'clock on the West, 6 o'clock on the East. The Houston Gamblers are taking on the Birmingham Stallions. Gamblers get 13.5 points right now. First off, there's only been, I think, one game with a double digit spread.
Yeah.
And they covered that. It was the Maulers, I believe. The total's at 43.5. I know the Gamblers only scored 3 points last week. I'm still taking the Gamblers plus 12.5, and I'm taking the over on 43.5.
Did you say 12.5?
Oh, I'm sorry. 13.5.
13.5. Yeah. Give me that extra point. I agree. I can't. I mean, Birmingham, they haven't looked great the last couple of weeks. Jamar Smith looking a little iffy. They don't have anything to play for. Houston, who knows who's going to play? Who knows who's healthy? But 13.5 is too much. Give me the Gamblers. I'm going to go under again too, though.
You might be right on that one because the Gamblers, they started like I feel like the B team. You know what? I'll go under on that. I'll see eye to eye there. All right. And no Friday games. So those are two Saturday games and we have two Sunday games. But before I get to those, I got to get us paid. The USFL Gambling Podcast Week 9 preview and picks episode is brought to you by WynnBET. Look, and WynnBET, on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network has some awesome deals going on right now. Bet $50 at WinBet, get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WynNBet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. Yeah, you already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold, hard cash with their over under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. And we're also brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. Grab that thing today. I mean, it's free. What are you doing, folks? We're also brought to you by Athletic Greens and their AG1 supplement. You're probably wondering, hey, well, Colby, what is this stuff? Well, with one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole foods, source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. And it costs less than $3 a day, people. AG1 supports better sleep quality and it improves your recovery. How great is that? To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/SGP. Once again, that is athleticgreens.com/SGP to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? That's right. Without added security, you might as well be giving away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why I use IP Vanish VPN to make it easy to stay truly private and secure on the internet. IP Vanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. Yes, that means your private details, your emails, your passwords, your communications, your browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location is hidden. IP Vanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's that simple. IP Vanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's like getting 9 months for free. So go to ipvanish.com/SGP and use the promo code SGP and claim 70% off your savings. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. All right.
Now, one more thing with that Houston and Birmingham. You're not contemplating a Houston money line play, are you?
No. No, they can't do it.
Smart man, smart man.
I want to, but I've learned the hard way on these money lines in this league.
Smart man, I agree.
So Saturday, 1 p.m. on the West, 4 p.m. on the East. The game of the week by far. Nothing is even close. We have the Tampa Bay Bandits at the New Orleans, or not at, but against the New Orleans Breakers on Fox. The Breaker 1-2. Slaughter Sundays, if you notice, Kyle Slaughter's taken a few losses, but they seem to be on Saturdays. Slaughter Sundays are going to happen. Breakers are laying 3.5, though, Nick. Are you going to take a bite of that bandit ball? Yeah, do I need? Let me just load it up for you because, you know, that you said it was your team.
We come from down in Gator Country. We are the pride of Tampa Bay. We play football and we're called the Bandits. And we think our brand of ball is here to stay.
Bandit ball.
Bandit ball.
Bandit ball.
Come on, folks, let's catch the fever.
Catch the fever. Nick, are you catching that fever?
Well, let me tell you, I like the song more than this team. So the Bandits are 4-4 right now. Their three wins are versus the Maulers, the Panthers, and the Gamblers twice. So those teams are combined 3-21. What I'm getting at is that the Bandits are not a good football team. They're just slightly better than the three worst teams in the league, and they haven't beat anybody of note.
Yeah. And week that two, is why I am on the week, New Orleans Breakers.
I'm with you. Week two, New Orleans won 34-3. I mean, the Breakers now just, you know, Slaughter, they got to pull, they got to reel them in. Limit the turnovers, buddy.
They're too predictable.
True.
They're too predictable. And the O-line play, the O-line play, I feel like it's gotten a little worse. Maybe Slaughter's hanging onto the ball much or too much, but, I know, Stacking the Money Green was saying he's the Brett Favre of this league because he throws these a lot of dumbass passes, but he's a wild man.
I can see that. But looking at the Breakers, well, they do throw for the most passing yards per game in the league, but they also have the best pass defense in the league. They're not a good matchup for the Bandits because the Bandits have zero running game. They've had zero running game all year long. So if they shut TAMU down, they shut the Bandits down. Also, Bandits' most sacked team in the league. They're just, you know, everybody's getting pressure on TAMU and making it tough for him. So I think it's a bad matchup for Tampa. I don't think this Tampa Bay team is very good. I am going to lay the, you said 3.5 on tally side. I'm still seeing 3. Doesn't matter. Breakers win by touchdown.
Man, I mean, so you're saying next week's completely useless.
Unfortunately,
I'm with you. I cannot take the Bandits in this matchup. I think the Breakers will bounce back. I am going to take the over though on the 43.5.
I'm with you over also.
Okay. Okay. And the nightcap on FS1 4:30 PM, the Philadelphia Stars. And we haven't talked about them enough. You know, in my power rankings, I actually think they're better than the Breakers now. Watch out because Case Cookies, they're playing good ball, man. I'm starting to think the Stars are the third best team in the league.
Could be. I still worry about the defense. I mean, they have one of the worst defenses in the league. They have the worst rushing defense in the league.
But it's an interesting defense because they do get sacks and they do force turnovers. It's not a flat out awful defense. Yes, they have their issues, but they also are opportunistic. So, Stars are laying 8.5 against your Maulers. Roland Rivers.
He looked pretty solid.
I think he's pretty decent.
Yeah, he threw 18. So what he threw for what?
18 of 38 is not a good percentage.
The completion percentage a little rough. Over 200 yards, a touchdown, interception, also a rushing touchdown.
Yeah, considering he'd only been there 9 days, I'm gonna give him a pass. I thought he looked all right though. At times, yeah. I thought he really looked all right.
So again, these teams played in week 2. Stars won 30-23. Even though the Stars lost the time of possession battle, they lost the turnover battle 3-2, and the Maulers put up more yards, the Stars still pulled it out. Probably better coaching.
Well, here's what I wonder too. Okay, they've already had their franchise quarterback, Brian Scott, get out for the year.
Yeah.
They don't have the depth. I mean, DeAndre Johnson, we know he can still possibly come back.
Yeah.
Like Brian Scott, they announced that he's not coming back. And it makes me just wonder, do they bench Case Cookies because they have KJ Costello?
Yeah.
This is one where I'm more tempted to take the points, but I'm not. I'm going to lay the 8.5, but if there was one I had to take on the money line with these dogs, I think I would
money
go.
Money line.
I think the money line, because I could see a case where Andrus is like, hey, let's not play Case Cookies. If he gets injured, our season's done.
I think that might be more like week 10. I think week 10 is going to be sit everybody. That's my hunch. And if you look at the Maulers, so they're what, 1-7? And their losses, most of them haven't been very close. Real quick, they lost by 11, 10, 10, 8, 24, 7, and 14. So they're not covering a whole lot.
But
I don't know what their ATS record is, but it's not good.
Well, but Rivers is there another week.
True.
That builds up a rapport. I think you're seeing it. The reason why these offenses got a lot better is you start to build up a rapport with your wideouts, with timing, with your offensive line.
Sure.
All this stuff.
But I think the first USFL gambling manifesto has to be don't bet on Kirby Wilson.
Yeah, well, I'm taking the Stars minus 8.5.
So am I.
I'm just saying if you're telling me I had to take a dog here to win on the money line, it would be the Maulers. It would be the fucking Maulers, the worst team in the league. Not because of them. It's more so because I think if there was one team that would actually bench more so than more. Look, the other teams have decent scenarios. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I could see the Stars being like, no, we should maybe rest them. You said the Stars run defense is horrible.
Well, yeah, worse than the league.
Pittsburgh runs the ball a little bit. You know?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, look, I'm only taking one dog this week. That's Houston. So I guess that would be the one I'd have to consider a money line, I guess. I don't know. I wouldn't do that.
But okay. Run and shoot. We can really run and shoot. And the whole team's looking and the whole world's looking with the gamblers.
You know what this means is that we, against the spread, we have the same picks again. You son of a bitch.
All right. No, I'll change. Give me the Maulers and the 8.5.
I was going to say, which one? See, I'd rather take Michigan +7.5 than the Maulers +8.5.
No. New Jersey could have rested the starters last week, and they played the starters, and they looked damn good. Right? Like, the Stars weren't in a spot last week to judge if they were going to rest the starters. This week they are.
Yeah.
And they have a quarterback that's out for the year. That's not the case with the Generals.
I don't know, man. Kukis is you know, heating up. I don't think you want to douse that flame right now. I think you got to let it ride. You got to let it play ball.
Blob is really getting hot over there.
All right. So the other thing, over under in that game. Over 47.
I'm taking the under.
I'm taking the over.
I'm taking the under.
All right. At least we have some differences as far as the totals.
All right. Well, look, we got to lock it up. We got a lot. What is the best bet for our listeners for the just outright bet?
New Orleans -3.
I agree. New Orleans -3. That is, I mean, look, it's the game that it's the only game that matters. The other ones are too, they're on shaky ground.
True.
If you had a second, let's rank all four. All right. So I think power play, you lay the points with the Breakers as the one seed here.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the two seed, I'm actually going to say you lay the 7.5 with the Generals.
I'm going to take Gamblers +13.5.
Oh no, you're probably actually. I think you're right. You're right.
And then I'm going to go.
You're right. Gamblers 2, then Generals 3.
I disagree. I say Philly. Philly crazy. 3, Generals 4.
You're crazy. I'm going Pittsburgh 4. Well,
Michigan can cover. Look, I just rattled out all those losses by Pittsburgh. Meanwhile, Michigan has the same record, but their losses, you know, there's a 1-point loss, there's 2 4-point losses, a 5-point loss, a 7-point loss. They can at least cover.
They lost by 30 last week, dude. What are you talking about?
22.
They added a late score. Look, in the first time they played New Jersey, DeAndre Johnson was playing, and they were actually somewhat effective getting to the quarterback on those wildcat, you know, play action plays. Luis Perez is going to open it up. They don't have the personnel for this. We saw it with Cookies last week.
Generals won 10-6 last week. Tell me, last week, but the first time they played in week 2.
That's my point. Is that DeAndre Johnson was playing. Luis Perez, they've trained. They're like an aerial attack now. They're getting all these guys, and both the Moore, the Alonzo Moore, and then the other Moore, and then even Satterfield, and then Kevontae Turpin. They stretch the field more now, man. And I don't think the Panthers can defend that as well as we just saw Case Cookie slice and dice them up. So, yeah. What about money line play? I told you, +290. If you got to take a dog, +290 on the Maulers. All right.
I'm only taking one dog, so I guess it's going to be the Gamblers +475.
You're crazy.
I'm not betting it. But I mean, that's the only dog I'm taking this week. So I wish this was like 2 weeks ago where, you know, every team was still vying for the playoffs, because what we've seen here in the USFL, we've seen a complete separation. There's a bottom three teams, which are really bad. There's a top probably three, maybe four, which are really good. And then you have the bandits in the middle.
Give me your power rankings right now.
All right. I agree. New Jersey 1. I'm still going Birmingham 2.
I am too.
They're undefeated. Give them some credit. Give your man.
I have them at 2 on my power rankings. I'm curious your 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah. So I'll agree. Philly 3, New Orleans 4. And I guess you have to say Tampa 5.
Yeah. Okay. Now I'm very curious. You're 6, 7, 8.
Okay. Is like Houston currently at their current health? with Thorson out?
I don't know. You just say the best team, dude.
Yeah, That's tough, man.
I got Michigan. I did Michigan 7. Or I'm sorry, 6. Houston 7. Pittsburgh 8.
I'll ride with that. Kirby Wilson's definitely 8. He's the worst. That team is by far the worst. You could argue Michigan, Houston. Okay.
Me and Patty C were talking, like, you know, the report that came out a couple weeks ago about Fox wanting to potentially sell these franchises in 5 to 7 years after they build them up.
Yeah.
Me and Patty C were saying then they have to fire Kirby Wilson then, right? And because if they're trying to make this franchise valuable.
Oh, he's done. He's toast.
And you're going to the cities. No one in Pittsburgh's going to be excited about
he's
that.
He's toast.
Yeah. Right. Got
it. Now. Yeah. And yeah. Maybe they want to hire somebody that has some local appeal. I think we discussed it briefly last week or the week before, where it's going to be interesting to see what kind of coaching turnover happens from year one to year two.
Very, very interesting. So, all right. Well, subscribe to the USFL Gambling Podcast. Can't wait for Canton, Ohio. That is right around the corner. I know, you know, you could say, well, next week might be useless. Oh, it's still fun to have some football, some DFS that you could play. And make sure you check out our DFS episode, because me and NC Nick, hey, I mean, we've given away. I still hit for money last week. I still hit for money. So I gave away that lineup. Listen to your boy Pick Dundee, because I've made cash on several weeks this season. So check all that stuff out at we're on Twitter at USFL Gambling. So give us a follow, and look, if you give us a 5-star review, take a screenshot, show me that review, and we'll send you a t-shirt. How about that? Brand new t-shirt. Promise you it's not out of NC Nick's closet. All right. So check that.
That would
stuff
be more
out.
Expensive.
Yeah, that would be, that's a classic item. I'm on Twitter at the Colby D. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. Sports Gambling Podcast is on Twitter at the SGP Network. Give us all a follow. Get that SGPN app. Check out the College Football Experience, 131 team breakdown. The College Basketball Experience is rocking. The CFL Gambling Podcast, the NHL Gambling Podcast, the NBA Gambling Podcast, the MLB Gambling Podcast, the College Baseball Experience, all those things. Do that and check those all out. I think you'll be very happy with those decisions that you make if you do. So let's do that. And yeah. All right. Happy week 9. This is the USFL Gambling Podcast. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here. Ride and shoot. We can really ride and shoot.